there's one thing the Biden administration could be doing right now that would change the equation when it comes to incentives, and that's to use proof of vaccination. If they could say, get the vaccine, you have a proof of vaccination, you can take off your mask. That would be really key. And I also think that vaccine mandates are something that will have to come.
Yes, Biden loyalist and abortion specialist, Leanne Wen. Leanne Wen, they treat her like she's some sort of an expert on something. She's just a Democrat mouthpiece on CNN. Hey, the masks are coming back. You can see it from a mile away, can't you? Doing in a Los Angeles County, towns across liberal land all over California, Austin, Texas, and elsewhere, they're recommending masks again. Oh, Leanna Wen, she's pushing for it on CNN. It's time. It's masks must come back because, you know, the Delta variant. And why haven't you gotten your shots? You're killing people. You're killing people. Like Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, Mark and Facebook were killing people on Friday, but by Monday they weren't killing people. At least that was the rhetoric on that. Well, happy Thursday to you and welcome once again. We remain at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I'm coming to Chicago over the weekend, have a big event with WLS on Sunday night, a dinner event, and then on Monday, a golf tournament event, WLS, on Monday as well. And going and seeing family members and seeing friends and already getting texts from guys from the old neighborhood. Yeah. I am, yeah. Vinny D has hit me yesterday, and got Jeff Cernick, got old guys from the old neighborhood, and going into Chicago for stuff. Some things, I think the dinner is sold out, but the golf tournament may not be. On the WLS website under events, if you're looking for things. I'm not sure I'm going to golf, but I'll go around and I'll give advice on. Bud Light. I'm going to recommend Bud Light. I think that's kind of the advice. Maybe a sand wedge and a Bud Light could be the way to go. But we got that going for that. Don Lemon and Joe Biden had a little powwow last night, and we were reflecting, and Don Lemon said some pretty crazy stuff. And, hey, Republicans say that you guys are anti-police. Why don't you attack them? What do you say to them? And he says, they're lying. They're lying. He's whispering again. He's a weirdo. You know, what a strangeoid this guy is. He's so crazy. And Don Lemon with the hard pressing, you know, not, hey, Joe Biden, you said you'd redirect funding from the police, and Ilhan Omar and AOC and Kamala Harris and Ayanna Pressley all said defunding the police, and here's video of them. No, they didn't do any of that. He just put this fluffer question.
How do you respond to Republicans who try to paint you and your party as anti-police?
Real probing question, don't you think? That's it's really hard hitting, holding his feet to the fire there, isn't he? What a fluffer. What an embarrassment to Western civilization American journalism has become, honestly. Joe Biden.
They're lying.
They're lying. Except they're not lying. And then, you know, we just play the video over and over again of all the Democrats saying defund the police. And then, you know, when crime goes through the roof, as I predicted because I'm Nostradamus, actually, anybody with any common sense at all predicted the obvious and predictable, which is that crime would skyrocket in their war on police and defunding police and fewer police on the street and less aggressive policing. And you'll be shocked to learn that crime is skyrocketing across the country, particularly in big Democrat-run cities. So Vox, the Democrat Party news outlet called Vox, it's like voice, you know, a little Latin thing for voice. They've got the headline, murders are up, crime is not. They're excluding murder from the realm of crime now. Well, that's if we just don't count murders, which, as I understand it, is your number one crime. That's your worst crime. From murder, the crimes kind of go down in severity. Am I right about that? It's murder. There's like genocide, like the socialist workers' parties and things like that. And then you have murder, and murder's the worst. Well, that's my mother taught me. Maybe mothers are teaching different things now. Murders are up, crime is not. What's going on? That's the headline there. What's going on? What's going on is that journalism murdered itself by way of an accidental death caused by autoerotic asphyxiation in a closet, I think. Kind of. I won't mention Robin Williams or any of this. Anthony Bourdain. But the honestly, murders are up, crime is not. That's an interesting, interesting spin for the Democratic Party. They are something. Man, oh, man. And did you see in St. Louis, they have released, because they've got one of those George Soros prosecutors in St. Louis. They got one of those George Soros prosecutors in Chicago. They got one of those George Soros prosecutors in just outside of Washington, D.C. In Virginia, they have one of those, too. But in St. Louis, they have dismissed the cases against three murderers very recently. And just let them go. They just say, well, you're back on the street because we got some kind of technical issues. So we're just going to let you go. Three murderers have been released kind of on their own recognizance, hoping that they won't kill again. Judge drops murder charges after no show of prosecutor. See, the prosecutor, these left-wing prosecutors, they're radical. They're pro-criminal because they're Democrats, and the Democrat Party is pro-criminal. And the Democrat Party is anti-police. Judge drops murder charge after no-show of prosecutor from St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Extraordinary story. The St. Louis attorney, Kim Gardner, she's the radical, she's a leftist, she's pro-crime. And the Democrats elected her. I believe she's elected to this office. Yeah, she's elected. And George Soros funded the effort there. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is under fire after a judge drops murder charges against an accused killer. The unusual move came after the prosecutor from Gardner's office, who was assigned the case, didn't show up to court. It's a third world thing. We become like a banana republic, third world country. And these leftists probably off the prosecutor's off smoking crack with hookers and, you know, and Hunter Biden, probably Hunter Biden, too. Now the chairman of the St. Louis Aldermanic Public Safety Committee wants to call Gardner in front of his committee to explain the incident. And this isn't the first case. This is the third case, which is just like this, where they have dropped cases against murderers and just let them walk because they're not prosecuting the cases. You know, they're not prosecuting theft. And in California, no theft, no shoplifting and so on. Under $950 will be prosecuted. So you saw these two criminals walk into the TJ Maxx in California, loaded themselves up with $945 worth of stuff, and just walked out of the store in front of everybody. And if the store security guy would try to stop anything, then he becomes the villain of the story and probably a racist. You know how this this works. You know, dismissing murder cases now. They dismiss all kinds of crimes, shoplifting and rioting and arson and looting. And yet all of the people involved in the January 6th incident, which was mostly peaceful, mostly by the definition of MSNBC and CNN, and most of the people were peaceful, but they dropped cases against rioters, against looters, against people assaulting police, against people assaulting Trump supporters on the streets of Washington, D.C. They dropped the charges against people trying to tear down statues, monuments in Lafayette Square across from the White House. I don't think they ever found anybody that set historic St. John's Church on fire. No FBI dragnet for that. Three St. Louis murder cases dismissed in 1 week is the next headline out of Fox Channel 2 in Missouri and the Associated Press. Three St. Louis murder cases have been dismissed in the past week. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the St. Louis prosecutor, radical left-wing, anti-police, pro-murderer, psycho, put in there by George Soros and his fellow travelers, dropped two cases and a judge dismissed a third because the prosecutor's office didn't show up to prosecute the case. Prosecutors on Monday dropped, then refiled charges against 19-year-old Terrion Phillips, whose murder trial was set for this week. No problem. Judge dismissed case against 30-year-old Brandon Campbell, who's accused of a 2020 fatal shooting. That's a euphemism for murder. Circuit attorney Kim Gardner's office filed new charges against Campbell, who police say was free as of Monday. So now the murderer is on the loose because they let him go. Prosecutors also dropped murder charge against 30-year-old Gregory Saddens last week. He was set free. He was set free. He was scheduled to go on trial this week. So now St. Louis, and I think St. Louis is now the fourth most dangerous city in America. They're all Democrat cities, of course. And the murders, but, you know, the news media will tell you that, yeah, murders are up, but crime is not. Not a problem. Why would that be? Why would that be an issue? I don't see that as a thing.
As you know, because you're so involved.
Yeah.
Actually, crime is down.
Mm-hmm.
Gun violence and murder rates are up.
Yeah.
Guns.
There you go. See, they're all geniuses, aren't they? So murder and gun. If we don't count those, like bicycle theft is down. But murder and shooting, that stuff is up. Also, St. Louis, three girls among 13 shot in 4 hours in St. Louis from that day before yesterday. Man charged in North St. Louis triple homicide. And this is pretty much standard stuff. Again, I was driving into work this morning, and I heard the first shooting of the day in Washington, D.C. had already taken place, and we hadn't even gotten through breakfast. Extraordinary times we're living in. But Joe Biden will tell you, and Vox News Democrat front group, they will tell you that, oh, sure, murders are up, but not crime, you know. No, you know, I mean, other than murder, yeah, crime is pretty much under control. Let's go to the telephones. We're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Terry, calling from Springfield, Maryland. Terry, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Actually, it's Virginia, but, you know, Maryland's Virginia.
Oh, you're right.
Delaware,
it says Springfield. I apologize.
Right?
Yes, Prince. I just read the screen. I apologize.
No problem. It's all good. I was going to piggyback on the last caller about accountability and misinformation, all that kind of stuff. I'm kind of wondering how many people are looking at Fauci for all of his misdirections with the mask. How many people are being looked at for misinformation on hydroxychloroquine?
Very good.
How many lives could have been saved?
Well, that's right, because and hydroxychloroquine has saved untold numbers of lives here and around the world.
Right.
But the Democrats and the Biden and the media, they all attacked because, well, I'll let you say, Terry, why did the media attack hydroxychloroquine?
Well, because Trump.
That's right.
Isn't the answer universal answer, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Anything that he suggested. Hey, shoot it down. We can't let him have a win.
That's
regardless
exactly
how many lives.
And it doesn't matter. And saving lives doesn't matter. And also, we have the open borders right now, right? And we have all this methamphetamine and opioids flowing in across the border. And we had 93,000 fatal drug overdoses last year in the United States of America. Slightly more than 57,000 Americans were killed in the Vietnam War fighting communism. We had 93,000 fatal drug overdoses last year in the United States of America. And anybody who doesn't have their head wedged into a dark and remote location is able to tell you that this stuff is flowing in across the border. First of all, a lot of the opioids are coming in. They're flowing into Mexico from China, where the communists and they have the city of Wuhan, and they process these drugs, fentanyl and so on, in Mexico, flow into the United States, and then they murder 93,000 Americans last year alone, which was a record, and that's a non-news story. Non-news story. And you know, let's talk about misinformation. How many people died from misinformation? I'd like, and I don't know, but Peter Ducey's going to have to ask the question because he's the only reporter at the White House. Those other people are mannequins, I think, cardboard cutouts. It's like the TV show The Prisoner. They don't really exist. Extraordinary stuff. Terry, thank you very much. And, you know, some lives matter, other lives don't. It's all about politics and power for the Democrats and the left. That's where everything is. Do you know that refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money? And you don't have to be some kind of financial grand poobah to get it done either. The average credit card interest rate is over 19% APR, and that is crazy. But right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.93% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you'll pay no fees at all for you. You can even get your money in your bank account as soon as the day that you apply. Lightstream believes that people like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what Lightstream delivers. Now, just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now. Get a special interest rate discount. Save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this additional discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LIGHTSTREAM.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, there's, you know, one man's misinformation is another man's award-winning journalism. And then we got misinformation with the gasoline-colored hair down there at the White House. Colonel Klebb feeding us all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, Republicans are the ones calling for defunding the police. Yeah.
Right now, people should not be worried. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Going on up on Pelosi's Capitol Hill. The worst Speaker of the House ever. Let's go back to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on the great WLS. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Chris. Listen, I just want to thank you for your humor and the spin that you put on the insanity that's going on nationwide. A lifelong Chicago resident, and I just can't believe what's going on to my city. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's, but Vox says murders are up, but crime is not. In Chicago yesterday, mass shootings, a 14-year-old boy was killed, 9 others shot at 2 scenes in North Lawndale. And that's just perfectly normal. That's not even news. You know, the St. Valentine's Day massacre in 1929 was 7 gangsters were killed. Bugs Moran's boys by Al Capone's boys. And we still talk about it nearly a century later. Now that's an average weekend in Chicago.
Well, now we're just becoming numb to it. It's you'll see like a Facebook post. Only 47 shot this weekend. It was a light weekend here in Chicago.
Right.
I know a lot of police officers come from a police family, and the city will not disclose how many police officers are going to retire this upcoming year. They can't find police to hire. I mean, this city's in really, really big trouble.
I'm coming in to find out this weekend. 75% of D.C. police are talking about leaving the force.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm gonna be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
All their picks today for the January 6th committee, select committee. Nancy Pelosi rejected two of them. The first thing I want to ask is, what's your reaction to that? But comfort you, if Republicans and Democrats can't come together, right, to investigate the biggest attack on our Capitol in 200 years, what makes you think that they can come together on anything?
These people. No, I mean it. I'm not being facetious.
He's not being facetious.
Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated. The fact is, you can't look at that television and say, nothing happened on the 6th.
No kidding. Can you look at the television and say nothing happened to the three-day siege on the White House where you set St. John's Church on fire, injured more than 110 federal law enforcement officers, forced the evacuation of the president and the first family to the bunker underneath the White House because of maybe, you know, this is they've really, and I talked about this. Hey, here are the Democrats attacking the White House.
Get them up, off the grass, off the gas, off the glass, brick, brick.
More than 110 police officers injured. The Church of the Presidents set on fire. The public building in Lafayette Square set on fire after being drenched in vile graffiti. The mob trying to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson on a horse in the middle of Lafayette Square. The police had to push back. You remember this? And the media was against it. The media was against pushing back the fence line to the other side of Lafayette Square. And this went on for days. You know, parts of the city of Washington are still boarded up. Businesses are still, some will never come back. And the reason is the Democrats, the violent Democrat mobs that occupied the city because, you know, Black Lives Matter and send a check to Planned Parenthood. Makes perfect sense if you're utterly irrational and illogical. But never mind that. I'm very much in support of the Jewish people and, of course, of Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. Don't worry about me. It makes sense. Makes sense to somebody out there. Extraordinary stuff. So where is the big investigation into the riots in Washington, D.C. on so many days other than January 6th? No, only January 6th counts because the Democrats control the media. It is the media is a poodle. It's a lapdog licking the Democrats all day long like they've got peanut butter on them. And it's just extraordinary to watch this January 6th thing. I said a couple of days after the January 6th incident, I said the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are going to take this and they're going to turn it into 9/11. times 1,000, like on Team America, World Police. And what is the math on that? And then the it should be pretty easy. And then then of course they're going to make it Pearl Harbor, and they have, and they've. This is the biggest thing ever. Was it even Liz Cheney saying this? Like the biggest thing since 1814? Liz Cheney is the only Republican left on the committee, the Democrat committee looking into the horror, Colonel Kurtz, of 2 hours of misbehavior by a couple of hundred people. One guy was sentenced the other day. He got 8 months in jail. The prosecutors wanted 18 months in jail. He didn't break anything. He didn't steal anything. He was inside the Capitol. He went inside the Senate chamber. He apologized profusely, said he didn't mean to do anything wrong. Some people were being ushered inside the Capitol by U.S. Capitol Police. One Trump supporter, a 14-year Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, was shot and killed without any warning, without any use of non-lethal methods like, pepper spray or taser or anything like that. And the Democrats, by the way, waged war against Seattle for months. A federal courthouse there, the Marco Hatfield Federal Courthouse. That's in Portland. They waged war in Seattle, in Portland, in Chicago, the looting, the arson in New York. Washington, D.C. boarded up downtown for months. It died. It's still largely dead. Some businesses are still boarded up, not because of Trump supporters, but because of violent mobs of criminal Democrats looting and burning and savaging the city of Washington and the city of New York and the city of Chicago, where they had, like in medieval times, had to put up the drawbridges over the Chicago River because these mobs were coming north. It was like Gangs of New York. You ever see that, Gangs of New York? I mean, it's a pretty good movie. A little hard to watch, but it's a good movie. And in the meantime, you know, if you're a Republican and you were on Capitol Hill, do you see they charged a DEA agent who was there that day? No reason to believe he rioted or anything, but he did take a picture holding his jacket back, and you could see his DEA badge on his belt. And they're charging him. What did he do? And he had his firearm because he's a federal agent, so he had his firearm with him, and they're charging him with crimes. He's a DEA agent. He's a federal law enforcement officer, right? Now, how many people are still in jail from the siege on the White House where the president was evacuated? 110 police officers at least were injured, where the Church of the Presidents was set on fire, where they tried to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson. Where do we have a special jail for those people? Honestly, these are peculiar times at best, at very best. And let me tell you, here's a story. A federal judge on Tuesday, day before yesterday, denied there's one of the people at the Trump melee on Capitol Hill on January 6th, Glenn Shaw. Denied a Glenn Shaw Mansour. His name is Michael Harvey, and that's the judge, and the person is Robert Morse. A federal judge on Tuesday, day before yesterday, denied a Glenn Shaw man's request to be released from a detention center in Washington, D.C. There are people from the January 6th melee who are still in jail. Many have been held in solitary confinement. Many are being held without bail in what has been set aside as a special jail like Guantanamo Bay. It's been compared to Guantanamo Bay because they're political prisoners. And a federal judge denied a man's request to be released from a detention center in Washington, D.C. until he faces trial later this year at a hearing before U.S. District Judge Michael Harvey. Sorry for mangling that up. The judge said of Robert Morse, 27 years old, he came to the Capitol, suited up for violence, was an active and enthusiastic participant in the riot for a sustained period of time. He's in a different category of dangerousness. He's charged with 7 felonies, 2 misdemeanors in connection with the January 6th riot. Now, okay, if they've got video of him and evidence that he committed 7 felonies and all this stuff. Now, here's the thing that a lot of us take issue with. The Democrat rioters and looters and arsonists and more than 2,000 police officers were injured in the left-wing Democrat Party Joe Biden-supporting riots. And it is writers. Oh, you have the writer's lawyer. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, that's good.
A different guy. This is Richard Barnett's lawyer.
Oh, I apologize. This is okay. This is a lawyer, Joseph McBride, for Richard Barnett. Is that what you said? Yeah. And these the writers from the Capitol on January 6th, many of whom misbehaved. All right. But they didn't misbehave anymore. In fact, most of them misbehaved less than the people that attacked the White House for 3 days. There was no arson at the Capitol. There was at St. John's Church and Lafayette Square. There were police officers injured at the Capitol. There were 110 police officers injured at the White House and many more in Washington, D.C. in various other riots. The businesses that were looted, the Capitol, somebody took Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Fortunately, the entire FBI was brought to bear against these people, whereas the rioters in New York were released on their own recognizance without bail. No charges. Charges dropped. Chicago, same thing. Washington, D.C., same things. Charges dropped all over the place. And here's this guy's, but he hits hard. He was on CNN earlier this week. The lawyer is Joseph McBride.
Like the Nazis, like the Soviets in the Gulag, innocent men and women are being held in what we are calling D.C. Guantanamo Bay, pre-trial, absent any finding of fact. Pre-trial, they're being held for hundreds of days in solitary confinement. They're being beaten. They're being starved. They're being denied medical care. They're being denied the right to worship.
I don't know about the beaten and starved, but this is what the lawyer is saying. They're being beaten and they're being starved. And they're being held in pre-trial detention, and they're not getting bail. And some are being held in solitary confinement. And there was a riot. There were 300 other riots that the left perpetrated. Again, 12 people murdered in those riots. David Dorn, a retired police captain, St. Louis, Missouri, the Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon, shot and killed by another suicidal left-wing attack. The killer in Portland was tracked down by the FBI, and they had a shootout that he was holed up in a mountain house, and the FBI had to kill him to get him. Another suicide attacker. Democrats have had suicide attacks against the police in Dallas, suicide attacks against the police in Baton Rouge, a suicide attack against members of Congress just across the river from Washington in Arlington, Virginia. The suicide attack against police in New York City. And now they're dead, so you can't hold them. Can't hold them without bail. But there it is. And this lawyer, Joseph McBride. Are you done with him? Okay. All right. But he was on fire on CNN. And the anchor was smirking the whole time. The CNN anchor was smirking.
Mr. McBride, I want to thank you for coming on New Day, but I hope you would have more of a fact-based conversation with anything resembling a sense of perspective about an attack on our Capitol. Joseph McBride, keep yelling torture. We'll stick with the facts. Thank you very much for joining us on New Day.
They don't look into those. That was John Avalon, who's not a newsman at all on CNN, pretending to be a news anchor. He's like a PR guy or something like that, but it doesn't matter. All right, let's go to some audio, because there was a bit of a dust-up on Capitol Hill yesterday. Bipartisan inquiry into January 6th crumbles is the headline on the front page of the Washington Post above the fold. After Pelosi rejects two GOP picks, McCarthy disavows House panel. But Liz Cheney's staying in there, and she's attacking McCarthy. She's really given up the ghost, I think. She used to be a smart woman. I don't know if she went off on this thing. So Pelosi, see, asked for a bipartisan panel. So the Republicans offered six Republican members of the House for the panel. And Pelosi said, well, no, you can't have the people that you pick. You can't have Jim Jordan and you can't have Jim Banks from Indiana. We'll decide who's on the panel. The minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, decided to pull the plug on Republican participation. But Liz Cheney's going to keep doing it anyway because she's left the party. And I think she's leaving politics. Kevin McCarthy yesterday.
Speaker Pelosi has taken the unprecedented step of denying the minority party's picks for the Select Committee on January 6th. This represents something that has not happened in the House before for a Select Committee by the historian. It's an egregious abuse of power.
It's egregious.
Pelosi has broken this institution.
Yeah, and she is the worst speaker in my lifetime that I'm aware of. Kevin McCarthy yesterday.
Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this.
Well, I can't believe that Nancy Pelosi would play politics with this. She was asked, are you playing politics with this? And she said, I go beep yourself. She said, I don't care. The fake reporter with a fake mask on for theater said, Leader McCarthy says that you're playing politics with this. She said, I don't care. What was it? Ask somebody who cares. You've mistaken me for somebody who cares. Sig Heil, minus shots. She should really be dressed like Eva Braun, shouldn't she? Nancy Mace is a wonderful member of Congress. She's a Republican, and she was on the television this morning, and she had a couple of things to say about Nancy Pelosi.
You certainly can't have a bipartisan commission if you reject the Republican members selected by the minority. And that's what she did this week. And so I totally, fully support Kevin McCarthy on this. This is really just a sideshow to distract from the really bad policy that we've seen come out of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Biden administration. They've got a lot of problems, whether it's defunding the police, a bipartisan an infrastructure package that they've killed subsequently, or record spending at $3.5 trillion and inflation causing massive, massive prices to go up for everybody across the country. They've got a lot to hide from, and she's going to use this commission to do just that. It's just going to be a political sideshow next week.
Sideshow, Nancy Mace, Republican, South Carolina.
There are actually 10 congressional committees that have full subpoena power and investigative ability to look into and investigate January 6th, both in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. On top of that, there are already four federal agencies also doing their own nonpartisan investigations. That's the Secret Service, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Attorney General's Office of the Department of Justice. And so we've actually spent more resources and arrested more people on January 6th than we did throughout our investigation of 9/11.
I want to see the Republicans expand this little bread and circus sideshow, as Nancy Mace described it. And it is a sideshow. I want to see the Republicans bring in videos of the attacks on the White House, the attacks on the Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, the attacks in New York, the looting, the arson, the burning buildings from Minneapolis forward. I want the Republicans to turn this into a story about 300 riots by Democrats from coast to coast, 2,000 police officers injured, 24 people murdered, more than $2 billion in property damage. And then there was this stuff. So I think Nancy Pelosi's laptop went missing. That's it. Remember, they tried to make up that Capitol police officer tragically died the next day, Brian Sicknick, of a stroke. And they trotted out the big lie that he was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. Remember this? They lie with such incredible ease. They must be Democrats.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
A terrible scene. Fires burning here along H Street. We do smell. Oh boy. Oh boy. We're getting tear gassed. And unfortunately, I can add just a moment ago, it does appear that St. John's Church is on fire.
St. John's Church, the Church of the Presidents, on fire. The Democrats set it on fire. The Democrats forced the evacuation of the president and the first family from the White House because of 3 days of mob violence. Secret Service agents wounded outside White House. Car bombs feared. Official says Trump was taken to bunker. There's a headline. The left, they pre-positioned metal rods and bricks and frozen bottles of water that were used to assault the police. They were orchestrated and organized. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, from across the country came in an orchestrated and organized effort to attack the White House and sack the city of Washington, D.C., which they effectively did, burning it, looting it, graffitiing it, attacking the White House. Let's go to Mike the Lib, calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Mike the Lib, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, Chris. Yes, the 6-1 definitely deserves a 911 commission, and any
6-1
you know, allegation.
Called, what'd you call it? 6? What'd
one
you call
six,
it?
1-6.
You, you called one it 6. One, is, you said 6-1, but 1-6. You're calling.
Well, six January.
Like
okay,
nine,
6 January is normal military.
It's like
speaking.
It's normal military speak. You're a military man. Yeah, it deserves what? It needs what?
It deserves a 911 style commission and any allegation
911, like calling
of voter,
the police?
And any allegation of voter fraud deserves a criminal investigation.
Was that a compromise of some kind? How about the
No. It always should have been that way. I mean, someone is falsely accusing voters and election officials of committing voter fraud.
Oh, I see. You want to investigate the people that are claiming. You're a Nazi. You're such a fascist. I can hardly believe what a fascist you are.
They should be willing to file a criminal complaint and be able to testify under oath.
You're having a panic attack.
That's the least they should be able to do.
Stop talking. So what about the three-day siege of the White House and setting St. John's Church on fire? 9/11 commission?
You can have a separate commission for that. If you want to have a separate commission, have a separate commission.
So the
basically,
Democrats...
Criminal elements taking advantage of peaceful protest.
Your brain is very seriously broken. You know, from coast to coast, thousands injured.